This Matthew Perry death investigation continues. What are we learning now, Dean?
Well, they're trying to determine how Matthew Perry got all of the fentanyl, or ketamine, that wound up being the cause of his death when he was found drowned in a hot tub at his home last December. It was ruled an accident, but there was still a criminal investigation that took place, and sources are saying that multiple people could be charged with providing him the ketamine that wound up putting him in the condition to where he drowned in the hot tub. It's going to be up to federal prosecutors who are doing the investigation on this. No comment from them on this right now, but they say in a day or two that there could be an update on this whole thing.
Sad story about Jenna Rollins, huh?
Very. She is an incredible actress, a seven-decade-long career, two Academy Award nominations, something like four Emmy Awards, two Golden Globe Awards, an amazing, amazing career. But a lot of people remember her best from the beautiful and also very heartbreaking movie The Notebook. That was the story of a couple looking back on their love, and one of the members of the couple, the Jenna Rollins character, winds up getting Alzheimer's. So it's beautiful that their love never dies. It's heartbreaking that she gets Alzheimer's in the movie, but yesterday it was revealed that Jenna Rollins really does have Alzheimer's in real life, has had it for the past 5 years, according to her son, the director of the movie The Notebook, Nick Cassavetes. He says that it's crazy. We lived it, she acted it, and now it's on us. So heartbreaking again. She's 94 years old. And was married to the acclaimed actor-director John Cassavetes. But how ironic, how strange that she so beautifully portrayed this, and for a lot of people was the introduction to what Alzheimer's is. Now is living it in real life.
And how terrible what Christina Applegate is going through now.
Yeah, she's battling multiple sclerosis herself and has talked about how not only physically difficult it is, but how emotionally difficult. But yeah, yesterday she announced that her 13-year-old daughter has been diagnosed with something called POTS, P-O-T-S, which is a disease of the nervous system that also affects your heart. She says, when I stand up, I get dizzy, my legs get weak, I feel like I'm going to pass out. So, again, she's only 13 years old. But in a podcast, Christina Applegate talked about dealing with her own disease and now dealing with her daughter's disease as well. So nothing but good thoughts, sending to them. It's a really tough time in that family.
On a positive note, Jeremy Renner seems to have made a great recovery from what was a horrible accident, because he's in People magazine now.
Oh, my gosh. Have you taken a look at the spread of pictures of this guy who is, nearly crushed to death by a snowplow a year ago on New Year's. This horrible accident of snow removal equipment that almost killed him. And he's been going through rehab ever since then. And there are photos of him as buff, maybe more buff than ever. Some shirtless photos, and he's showing off the scars that where his body was crushed, his ribs were crushed. He is wanting to show people what he went through with this. So if you're interested, it's in People magazine, people.com. All the photos are there, and he seems to be doing really well.
Yes, he is, really. Dean, are you a voting member of the Motion Picture Academy? Do you get to vote on the Oscars?
I am not. I ought to be, I think.
Yes, you should be.
Yeah,
right.
I think I ought to be. I am a voting member of several other critics' organizations. I'm not sure how I would feel about being a member of the Academy. It feels a little conflict of interest-y a little bit to me. But they do put out invitations every year for more people to join the ranks because, for example, the Golden Globes, there are 80 people, members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, that vote on who get Golden Globes. The Screen Actors Guild Awards, there are thousands of people who vote on that. And the Academy Awards, the most prestigious of them all, each category has a huge voting body of, you know, actors vote for actors, directors vote for directors, etc. And yesterday, they invited 487 new inductees to be part of the Academy, including Jessica Alba and Catherine O'Hara and Jason Clarke, the actress that won Best Supporting Actress this past year, Divine Joy Randolph, was invited to be part of it. But 487 new voices, new takes, new perspectives, you know, who will be deciding who will be getting Academy Awards from now on.
And I think I'm going to write a sternly worded letter of protest to get you into the Academy. As soon as I get John Wayne's address, I'll send that off for you.
He and Rudy Valley are big supporters of both from mine.
Let's talk about what we'll be seeing on the TV stream.
Well, the big news this week is The Bear. It's back. Season 3 will begin streaming tonight at 8 o'clock Chicago time, the entire season. So you can, if you want to watch the entire season tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, you can. But that is, you know, going to be running on Hulu. We've got a new spinoff series of the hit sci-fi series Orphan Black that stars Kristen Ritter called Orphan Black Echoes, which also begins tonight on AMC Plus. There is a new comedy, My Lady Jane, that looks at what Lady Jane Grey might have gone through had she not been executed after a power struggle. That starts tomorrow on Amazon Prime. The second half of the first season of the reboot of That 90s Show starts on Netflix tomorrow. There's a new movie that stars Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King that's called A Family Affair. It's the story of a personal assistant to kind of an egotistical movie star who learns that he is dating her mother. That begins Friday on Netflix. Told you about this movie with Oscar nominee Lily Gladstone that is called Fancy Dance, a story about an indigenous woman out to find a missing loved one. That starts on Apple TV Plus on Friday. For the kids, there's a new animated series called Ariel that furthers the adventures of the Little Mermaid saga. Of course, that's on Disney Plus. The documentary that everyone is talking about this week is called I Am Celine Dion, which you know, takes a deep dive into her professional life, her personal life, but really gets into this disease that she is living with, stiff person syndrome. There's actually a scene in the movie where she has a seizure, which is kind of difficult to watch, but she insisted that that scene be left in the movie. Hmm. She wanted people to see what this disease is about and what it does to you. That is streaming on Amazon Prime right now. If you can't get enough of Taylor Swift this week, there is Bad Blood, Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun used to be her music producer. He is the one that kind of precipitated Taylor Swift re-recording many of her old albums because she didn't want him to profit in any way from her songs. So she re-recorded the albums and told her fans, don't buy the old albums, buy these new albums of the new versions.
And it worked.
And, of course, Taylor Swift fans will do anything that she says. So there is just this, you know, this documentary is really completely aptly titled. There is nothing but bad blood between these two people. If somehow you would find that, that would be enjoyable viewing for you, knock yourself out with that. If you're a true crime fan, there is the TikTok Star Murders that takes a look at a husband and wife team that lets their viral fame go to their heads with deadly consequences. And that is streaming on the Peacock right now.
And on good old WGN Free TV, Dean will be cooking something in about an hour. What's the main dish today?
I'm going to be out on the grill today. So it's actually really nice outside right now. But, you know, it's I expect it's going to get plenty humid by the time that we get out there. If not rainy, it is getting a little overcast also. So I hope we're not going to get the rain. But, you know, I'm trying to get some things in, you know, for the 4th of July weekend, some ideas. And we did burgers a couple of weeks ago. This week I'm doing, I wanted to show how to do the perfect corn on the cob. I think that you should be arrested if you boil corn on the cob. I think that should actually be against the law because it loses all the flavor of the corn. If you're able to do it on the grill, the results are so much better because everything caramelizes and the flavors just get deeply, deeply, deeply enriched. But I'll show you how incredibly simple and easy it is to do. Plus, I'm taking the corn on the cob and grilling it with some chicken on the grill inside of foil packets. So it's just filling up these foil packets with your favorite things, throwing it on the grill, easy, super, you know, to done with the very, very little mess. So, yeah, I think it will give you some good recipes today. And, you know, plus whenever I'm on the grill, the chance of me setting myself on fire is always relatively high. So come for the recipes and stay for the potential danger.
Watch for the flare-up.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.